amend contract with TriMet related to the operations and maintenance of the Portland streetcar system to add payment to TriMet for operations, maintenance, and other services for fiscal year 15-16 through fiscal year 19-20 for $40,490,618.
Okay, and this is here as a previous agenda item, but it's ready for second reading, isn't it? I think it is. Is that right? Because we already had a hearing on it. Big number, so we got to double check.
Was staff here?
Yeah.
It was
pulled. Oh, sorry.
Okay,
sorry.
So we haven't had a hearing.
Yeah, we haven't had a hearing. Sorry about that. I lost track of where we were.
I want to make sure that. Okay, so Commissioner Novick.
Is Catherine Levine here to explain the intricacies of the private agreement?
She is here.
Good morning. Catherine Levine from Portland Transportation. This item is an amendment to provide additional contract authority under our existing intergovernmental agreement or contract with TriMet. So in 2012, the city entered into a number of agreements with TriMet recognizing Portland Streetcar as part of the regional transit system, and it is through those agreements that TriMet provides funding to the streetcar system. In turn, we reimburse TriMet for the use of their trained operators and mechanics in our system. This amendment does not change the budget. It does not increase the streetcar budget. What it does is provide through that IGA contract the budget authority for the next anticipated 5 years of service to be able to reimburse TriMet.
Okay. Questions for Catherine? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone want to speak on this item? Come on up.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. One of the concerns I always have is with projections. And where I'm at from my position is that I think we need to be very cautious on projecting anything on streetcar, TriMet Max, or buses. As you've noticed in other states, when Uber and Lyft successfully implements their business model, the taxi cab industry is the first one that begins to lose a tremendous amount of money. When they continue to add more drivers, permitted drivers with no caps on how many they can have, for the drivers to be able to continue to make a reasonable amount of money, they will begin to focus on streetcar. And I appreciate your leaving, Mr. Novick, and I hope you leave office pretty soon too. They will focus on TriMet Max. They will focus on buses. They have a model already called Uber Pool, which they will get two or three different people in that vehicle. They will cut costs low enough to compete with streetcar, TriMet Max, and bus. When that happens, when you're using these projections currently right now that absolutely mean nothing to me, because unless you're including Uber, Lyft, and the potential for lost profits, your numbers mean nothing on projections. Your projected losses in the next 3 to 5 years, in my opinion, will be comparable with the traditional cab companies in their losses have been in the last 6 months. You can mark my word on that within 3 years, if you do not place a cap on Uber and Lyft, I'll be sitting here today. Mr. Novick will not be sitting where he's at. And I will say I projected this out, that Uber and Lyft will cost the streetcar, TriMet Max, and the bus service the most profits we've ever seen in the next 3 years unless we get a cap put into place on Uber and Lyft comparable to what we used to have on the traditional cab companies. Your projections mean nothing to me at this time, but thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, and since it's previous agenda, does it move to second reading or do we
take an emergency ordinance?
So we do take action today?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then roll call vote, please.
Wait a minute.
It is an emergency ordinance. It says so on the ordinance itself.
Oh, it just doesn't say on the agenda.
Yeah,
but it doesn't on the printed agenda.
Sorry about that. Should have made sure it was on the agenda.
Sorry. sorry.
So. But it says it does in the ordinance.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, sorry. Roll call, Novick.
Thank you, Catherine. Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Bish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Hale.
Every now and then, and maybe the media will notice this item or maybe they won't, every now and then someone comments on what the city spends to operate the streetcar and says, boy, that sounds like a lot of money. And actually, $40 million is a lot of money over the multiple years, of course, that this agreement covers. But it was just mentioned in passing yesterday, and people might not have noticed it, that Andrew Scott or Josh Harwood, one of our financial professionals, mentioned that about 10 years from now, the general fund of the city and the county are each going to take about a $30 million a year jump. And that's because the Pearl District is going to completely come back onto the tax rolls. It's partially back on the tax rolls now because of the action we took last year on urban renewal reform, where we put, I believe it was 40% of the assessed value of the Pearl District back on the tax rolls. The recent study that's just been completed shows that the assessed value of property, both because new buildings have been built and because land is worth more along the Portland streetcar line, has risen since its construction by $12 billion. Portland streetcar, I believe, is the single most lucrative investment that the city of Portland has ever made in terms of tax revenue cash flow. So it's a color of money question of what we spend to operate the streetcar versus what we earn from all those property taxes. And every now and then, I think we need to remind people that that's why it looks like the streetcar costs money to operate. That's not true when you look at the revenue that it has brought by all that development. So $40 million of outlay for $12 billion of assessed value, a good deal. Aye. Thank you.